that this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Verses from Psalm 119. My delight shall be in your commandments. Let your faithful love come unto me, O Lord, even your salvation, according to your promise. Then shall I answer those who taunt me, for my trust is in your word. O take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for my hope is in your judgments. So shall I always keep your law. I shall keep it forever and ever. I will walk at liberty, because I study your commandments. I will tell of your testimonies, even before kings, and will not be ashamed. My delight shall be in your commandments, which I have greatly loved. My hands will I lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Remember your word to your servant, on which you have built my hope. This is my comfort in my trouble, that your promise gives me life. The proud have derided me cruelly, but I have not turned aside from your law. I have remembered your everlasting judgments, O Lord, and have been comforted. I am seized with indignation at the wicked, for they have forsaken your law. Your statutes have been like songs to me, in the house of my pilgrimage. I have thought on your name in the night, O Lord, and so have I kept your law. These blessings have been mine, for I have kept your commandments. My delight shall be in your commandments. Let us pray. Faithful God, let your word be the treasure of our hearts, that we may delight in your truth and walk in the glorious liberty of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The first reading is from the book of Ecclesiasticus, beginning at chapter 39, verse 1. He seeks out the wisdom of all the ancients and is concerned with prophecies. He preserves the sayings of the famous and penetrates the subtleties of parables. He seeks out the hidden meanings of proverbs and is at home with the obscurities of parables. He serves among the great and appears before rulers. He travels in foreign lands and learns what is good and evil in the human lot. He sets his heart on rising early to seek the Lord who made him and to petition the Most High. He opens his mouth in prayer and asks pardon for his sins. If the great Lord is willing, he will be filled with the spirit of understanding. He will pour forth words of wisdom of his own and give thanks to the Lord in prayer. The Lord will direct his counsel and knowledge as he meditates on his mysteries. He will show the wisdom of what he has learned and will glory in the law of the Lord's covenant. Many will praise his understanding. It will never be blotted out. His memory will not disappear, and his name will live through all generations. Nations will speak of his wisdom, and the congregation will proclaim his praise.
Christ was believed in throughout all. The second reading is from the letter of Paul to the Colossians, beginning at chapter 1, verse 24. I am now rejoicing in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. I became its servant according to God's commission that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is he whom we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil and struggle with all the energy that he powerfully inspires within me. For I want you to know how much I am struggling for you and for those in Laodicea, and for all who have not seen me face to face. I want their hearts to be encouraged and united in love, so that they may have all the riches of assured understanding and have the knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I'm saying this so that no one may deceive you with plausible arguments. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, and I rejoice to see your morale and the firmness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving.
Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is rising upon you. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is rising upon you. God's salvation has been openly shown to all people. The glory of the Lord is rising upon you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is rising upon you. encouraged by our fellowship with all the saints, let us make our prayers to the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, your Son called men and women to leave the past behind and to follow him as his disciples in the way of the cross. Look with mercy upon those whom he calls today, marks with the cross, and makes his disciples within the church. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Your Son told his disciples not to be afraid, and at Easter breathed on them his gift of peace. Look with mercy upon the world into which he sent them out, and give it that peace for which it longs. Lord, have mercy.
Christ,
have mercy. Your Son formed around him a company who were no longer servants but friends, and he called all those who obeyed him his brother and sister and mother. Look with mercy upon our families and our friends, and upon the communities in which we share. Lord, have mercy.
Christ,
have mercy. Your Son sent out disciples to preach and heal the sick. Look with mercy on all those who yearn to hear the good news of salvation, and renew among your people the gifts of healing. Lord, have mercy.
Christ,
have mercy. Your Son promised to those who followed him that they would sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel, and would share the banquet of the kingdom. According to your promise, look with mercy on those who have walked with Christ in this life and now have passed through death. Lord, have mercy.
Christ,
have mercy. Almighty God, grant that your church may faithfully hold and make known the faith that has come to us through the apostles, that with them and all your saints, we may inherit the glories of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, who caused the light of the gospel to shine throughout the world through the preaching of your servant St. Paul, grant that we who celebrate his wonderful conversion may follow him in bearing witness to your truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Believing the promises of God, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray.
Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.